Tackle with Wole G Sports Podcast. This is where sports lives.
Top 7 active international goal scorers: 109 Cristiano Ronaldo, the GOAT. 95 Cristiano Ronaldo without penalties. 90 Cristiano Ronaldo without friendlies. 85 Cristiano Ronaldo from open play. Yes, I will keep on counting. Yeah, up to 76, Ali Mamkautu. 74, Sunil Chhatri from India. 73, Lionel Messi. Ronaldo headed career goals, 100 goals. Well, Messi international career goals is just 12-3. You know something? There are levels to this GOAT team. Alright, penalties for national team. Ronaldo has played 14 penalties for the national team, scoring 14. Has scored 14 national penalties for the national team. Meanwhile, Messi has scored 17 penalties for the national team. They will never tell you this. Alright, very clear. Welcome to another fourth field episode of Attacku with Wole G. To the O, to the L, to the I, and the capital letter G, the Euro 2020 edition. I am Popola Gbemidepola, also known as Wole G, the prophet with the oil of goals and assists. Yes, very quickly to what's happening in and around the Euros and then the world stage at large. Yeah, Ronaldo equals Alidey's international goal scoring record. Noah Benzema admits he felt pressure to score before Portugal double. Colombia defeated after controversial Copa America ended against Brazil, losing 2-1 against Brazil. England to face Germany in Euro 2020 round of 16. He has one of the toughest ties of the tie. Spain scored 5 goals in European Championship match for the first time. Julian Lopetegui turned down offer from Tottenham. Chelsea joined Manchester City in the race for Jack Grealish. Billy Gilmore to sign for Norwich on loan. Crystal Palace set to appoint Lucien Favre as the new manager. Meanwhile, Man United increased offer for Jadon Sancho to £73 million. Kevin Prince Boateng gets a Berlin signed midfielder from Monza. And it's official, the away goals rules will be removed from all UEFA club competitions from the 2021-2022 season. Ties in which the two teams scored the same number of goals over the two legs will now have 2 15-minute periods of extra time and, if required, penalty kicks, according to UEFA. Yes, happy 24th birthday to Lionel Messi in Arias. Yesterday, 24th June, was his birthday. A big happy birthday to you, Lionel Messi. And it's one of the greatest of all times in the present day modern football. And so far, so good. He's still beating records and breaking barriers. Yes, happy birthday once again in Arias to Lionel Messi. Let's get to results. Yes, final results from the Euros 2020. Sweden defeated Poland 3-2. Slovakia lost 0-5 against Spain. Spain whitewashed Slovakia in the final group game, and it was something, it was a spectacle to behold. Now in Group F, Portugal drew against France 2-2, the group of death. Yes, and it was actually a group of death because it was wonderful all throughout. Yes, Germany also played a 2-2 draw against Hungary, needing a Leon Goretzka effort to actually equalize after Hungary took the lead twice on the night. And the Colombia Copa America Group A, Ecuador drew 2-2 against Peru. Brazil defeated Colombia 2-1 controversially. Back to what's happening in the Euros and around the Euros. Yes, table to have agreed to the table in final group B. Belgium 9 points qualified, Denmark 3 points qualified, Finland also qualified using the best loser slot, while Russia were evicted from in the group C final group games. Netherlands qualified winning all their matches, 9 points. Austria also qualified winning 2 matches, losing 1, 6 points. Ukraine also qualified using the best loser spot. North Macedonia was sent packing. While in the final group E, yes, Sweden qualified with 7 points, Spain qualified with 5 points, Slovakia, yes, also Poland were evicted with 1 points. And the final group F, yes, the group of death, the group that's keeping everyone talking during this Euros 2020. Yes, France qualified with 5 points, Germany qualified with 4 points. Yes, Portugal also qualified as one of the best losers with 4 points, with Ronaldo actually scoring a brace and Benzema scoring a brace in that final game. France 2, Portugal 2. The top scorers for the Euro 2020 competition, very quickly: Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveiro, yes, at 36, still firing strong, being the best he can be for his country with 5 goals. Robert Lewandowski also did the best he could with 3 goals. For Poland, Romelu Lukaku on 3 goals, which will play against Portugal also in the round of 16. Patrick Schick with 3 goals, and the Forsberg for Sweden with 3 goals. Gini Wijnaldum from Liverpool, yes, and also the captain of Netherlands with 3 goals. Welcome to the round of 16 fixtures on Saturday. Yes, tomorrow Saturday, June 26th, Wales will play against Denmark by 5 p.m. West African time, while Italy will play against Austria later same day by 8 p.m. West African time. Sunday, 27th June, Netherlands will be playing against Czech Republic, 5 p.m. West African time. Belgium against Portugal, 8 p.m. West African time on Sunday, 27th June. While on Monday, 28th June, Croatia will be playing against Spain, 5 p.m. West African time. Switzerland against France, 8 p.m. West African time. On Tuesday, 29th June, England will be playing, yes, against Germany, 5 p.m. West African time. Sweden, Ukraine, 8 p.m. West African time. This promises to be a cracker. Promises to be one of the fixtures of the tournament. The Belgium against Portugal, Croatia against France, Croatia against Spain, sorry, Switzerland against France. This promises to be a cracker also. Yes, welcome to the statistics zone and this competition. Yes, for this past couple of days and weeks, yes, for the first time for 39 years, World Cup 1982, the Austrian team have made it out of the initial group stages of a major tournament since 1982. Denmark are the first team in European Championship history to reach the knockout stages of the competition, having lost their first two group stage games. Wow, this is wonderful. Big congratulations to Denmark, also having lost Christian Eriksen to injury. Alright, Denmark have scored 4 plus goals in a match at a major tournament for the first time since the 1998 World Cup in a 4-1 victory against Nigeria. Netherlands have won all 3 of their group stage games at the European Championships for the third time, 2000, 2008 and 2020, more than any other side in the competition. Jordan Wijnaldum scored his 24th and 25th goal for the Netherlands in 78 caps, surpassing Marco van Basten and Dirk Kuyt, both 24, and equally Rafael van der Vaart. Noah Memphis Depay has now been involved in 50 goals for the Netherlands in all competitions, 28 goals and 22 assists. Cristiano Ronaldo has recorded Ali Day's all-time international goal scoring record after notching his 109th goal for Portugal, as I mentioned earlier. Yes, very quickly, some remarkable achievements, most goals in international football. Cristiano Ronaldo, Ali Day, 109 each. Ferenc Puskas of Hungary, 84 goals. Godfrey Chitalu of Zambia, 79 goals. Hussein Saeed of Iraq, 78 goals. Pele of Brazil, 77 goals. Yes, the GOAT, the Cristiano Ronaldo, the greatest of all times. Yes, Cristiano Ronaldo has also become the first European player in World Cup and European Championship history to score a combined 20 goals across the two competitions. Wow, that's a big one. Cristiano Ronaldo starts in the group of death. Yes, the so-called group of death. 2 goals against Hungary, a goal and an assist. 2 goals against France. Yes, it's a big one for him. Yes, he goes and assist against Germany. It's a big one for him. 2020 top scorer, 5 goals scored or assisted in every match he's played so far. Most Euro goals in history, Cristiano 13. Most international goals in history, Cristiano 109. Out of the 7 goals scored by Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo has directly contributed to 6 goals, 5 goals, and an assist. This team will undoubtedly drag Portugal to the round of 16. Cristiano Ronaldo has also broken 16 records by only playing the group stages of the Euros so far. Wow, that's wonderful. Noah Coban Kante, after started 30 games together for France, they've never lost. Wow, that's a big one. Popoba putting a strong display against Portugal with wonderful touches, most 1 assist, 2 big chances created, most 3 key passes, 9 out of 11 accurate long balls, most 96 out of 99 accurate passes, most 1 successful dribble, 7.9 so far score rating. Yes, it was a great and a big night for Paul Pogba against Portugal in the final group stages. The World Spain has scored 5 goals in a single European Championship match for the very first time with their 44th fixture in the competition. No player created more chances in the group stages, much more than Kevin De Bruyne, with 9 chances created. He's only played just 2 games. Cristiano Ronaldo has scored 5 goals at Euro 2020, the most by a player in the group stages at the tournament since David Villa in 2008, just 4. Indeed, only Michel Platini, 7 in 1984, has ever scored more in a single group round. Cristiano Ronaldo is now the all-time top scorer, goal scorer of the Euros, of Real Madrid, of Portugal national team, of Euros qualifiers, all national teams, of World Cup plus Euros, Champions League, all professional football, European club competitions, international club competitions. I ask again, who is your God? France has scored their first penalty in 2021 after having missed their first two attempts this calendar year, thanks to the goal scored, the penalty scored by Karim Benzema against Portugal. Portugal vs France is the first game in the history of the European Championships to see three penalties scored, excluding shootouts. France have finished first of their group in all four major tournaments under the champs, after not doing so in their previous three. The Blues are the only team to finish first of their group in all major tournaments, Euro plus World Cup, since the 2014 World Cup included. Karim Benzema scored his first goal with France since 8 October 2015, 5 years and 258 days ago. The longest gap between two goals with Le Blues since Didier Deschamps, 7 years between his third and fourth goal, also against Portugal. Meanwhile, Cristiano Ronaldo scored 53 international goals, and a time frame between Karim Benzema's 27th and 28th goals for France. That is wonderful. England will face Germany at a major tournament, World Cup or Euros, for an 8th time, more than any other opponent for the Three Lions. England last eliminated the Germans in the knockout round of a major tournament at the 1966 World Cup. Available to update around the world, yes, around the top 5 leagues. First of all, EPL and England. Yes, therefore, are seeking permission from Public Health England for Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell to take part in a socially distanced training with their teammates over the next few days, in the hope they can play some part in a lax system tie next Tuesday. Meanwhile, Gareth Southgate contemplating giving dead ball specialist Kieran Trippier a starting role against Germany. Rio Ferdinand insists he is quite confident of a good result for England against Germany after watching Joachim Löw's side struggle to draw against Hungary. Well, this is the game of football, as I used to say. As I say always, anything can happen. Joachim Löw warned England that the German team they will face next Tuesday at Wembley will be a different proposition to the team that sneaks through Group F after drawing 2-2 with Hungary in Budapest. Ashley Cole says England needs to be braver if they have any chance of winning Euro 2020. Yes, they've been playing like cowards from the beginning of the tournament, and making it to the round of 16 is no joke. Yes, but they need to play much, much more better. Former Chelsea boss Frank Lampard says he wouldn't be surprised if Gareth Southgate picks Mount for Germany clash, despite missing 10 days training through isolation. Yeah, Paul Pogba is the player of the tournament so far after another superb display for France against Portugal, says Andros Townsend. Meanwhile, Manchester United have made a new offer for Jadon Sancho that comes to €85 million, including bonuses. Dortmund still wants €90 million plus €5 million bonuses, but talks between the two clubs are progressing. Manchester United are currently not negotiating with any club for Paul Pogba, despite rumours about a €50 million value with 1 year left on his contract. Man United won't sell Paul for this fee, it has been disclosed. More, United also reportedly have to activate Paul Torres' £56 million release clause should they wish to sign the Villarreal defender. Tottenham have been rejected in their attempts to persuade Sevilla boss Julen Lopetegui to North London by the club's president Jose Castro, leaving the former search for a new manager in further limbo. AS Roma reportedly closing in on signing Granit Xhaka and Rui Patricio as part of their rebuild. Meanwhile, Leicester City are set to announce the transfer of Patson Daka from RB Leipzig. Personal terms on the contract until June 2026 has been signed. Crystal Palace expect to appoint Lucien Favre as the new manager after starting the process of securing the Swiss coach a work permit. Leicester City are on the verge of signing Southampton left-back Ryan Bertrand on free transfer, according to reports in England. Euro 2020 could be over for Everton's Lucas Digne after he suffered a thigh injury just 7 minutes after coming on as a half-time substitute for France during their draw against Portugal. Liverpool players are unlikely to participate at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games this summer, with Mohamed Salah expected to be a major absentee for his nation. That's a big one. So sad. For the Egyptian team. Clubs from both the Premier League and the Bundesliga would be interested. Yes, would be interested in signing Takumi Minamino. But the forward remains a part of Jurgen Klopp's plans, and he will link up with his teammates for pre-season next month. Liverpool also willing to sell defender Nat Phillips this summer transfer window, but only for a fee of £15 million, as several Premier League sides are linked with signing the player. Paris Saint-Germain have reportedly made initial contact with Sergio Ramos, with the ex-Real Madrid captain now a free agent following the expiration of his contract. Rafael Varane's agents have told Real Madrid that the Frenchman wants to leave the club this summer as he's looking for a new challenge. Well, I think this would greatly weaken the team, having let Sergio Ramos leave on a free transfer, and also Rafael Varane wanted to leave. This would greatly weaken the Real Madrid squad, I believe. Erling Haaland would prefer to join Real Madrid or the Premier League when he eventually leaves Dortmund. He doesn't want to join Bayern Munich. He doesn't want to continue the trend that has always been from Dortmund to Bayern Munich. No, since he would prefer to join the Premier League or Real Madrid. Your former Manchester United forward Danny Welbeck has signed a one-year contract extension at Brighton. That's a good one for him. He actually performed well, yes, greatly at Brighton and over and beyond last season. Wolves are reportedly ready to battle Norwich for the loan signing of Chelsea star Billy Gilmore. Chelsea transfer target Niklas Süle could be about to extend his Bayern Munich contract for a further year. Now, David Luiz could reportedly be in line for a stunning return to Paris Saint-Germain this summer following his release from Arsenal. Chelsea also lining up a move for Aston Villa's Jack Grealish, with Roman Abramovich willing to spend big in the transfer market once again. Chelsea reportedly plotting an extraordinary bid for Robert Lewandowski should they miss out on Erling Haaland. And to what's happening in Spain and in, yes, and the Spanish La Liga. Luis Enrique post-match says the fans have enjoyed it and this win was a very good win. We have a strong staff and the atmosphere is very good. The group is prepared to overcome difficulties. We didn't give up today. Yes, they didn't give up. Sergio Busquets was in tears after helping Spain defeat Slovakia 5-0 on Wednesday in his first game back after recovering from COVID-19. Meanwhile, Ousmane Dembele will be operated in Finland on July 28th by the same surgeon who performed surgery on him a year and a half ago. Sevilla president Jose Castro has claimed Julen Lopetegui turned down a dizzying offer to become the new Tottenham manager. Meanwhile, Real Madrid have joined the long list of European giants interested in signing Sweden and Real Sociedad's talent Alexander Isak, following his impressive display. After Varane representatives have informed Real Madrid that the player wishes to leave the club this summer, Madrid will use the transfer money from Varane's sale to fund Mbappe's transfer. Yeah, Mateo Odegaard confirms to Norway's TV too that he will play for Real Madrid in the coming season. Inter Milan will present an offer for Jordi Alba. They want to include players into the operation. Sevilla president Jose Castro has confirmed that Jesus Navas, 35, will sign a new 3-year deal with the club, making him play till 38 years. Wow, that's a big one. The president of La Liga, Javier Tebas, believes Spanish stadiums could be back at full capacity by November and that its clubs have successfully ridden out the financial storm caused by the pandemic. I'm looking to what's happening in the German Bundesliga and in the German national team. Joachim Löw post-match says we showed great morale, but we also made mistakes. It was good to see that we fought hard until we got the equalizer. It was a nervy match. We knew Hungary would give it their all. I am just happy we got through in this group. This is a big, big, big one to actually see Hungary giving Germany a run for their money. It was a big game indeed in the group F, the group of death. Marco Rossi, Hungary coach, says it's unbelievable that we are disappointed after a 2-2 draw in Munich and that the Germans are celebrating. This speaks for itself. We are disappointed because we were very close to going through. Yes, it's a big one for Hungary. They were so, so disappointed. But still, they made the nation proud. They made the world proud to actually see a good, good, good game of football played out against Germany. Congrats, Marco Rossi. You guys did well. You played your part and made the Euros 1-1 worth watching. Germany head coach Joachim Löw and midfielder Joshua Kimmich are excited at the chance to take on England at Wembley in the last 60. Meanwhile, Alfonso Davies will miss the start of the preseason as he will be with Canada at the Gold Cup starting on July 10. The French Federation has asked Bayern to release Dayot Upamecano for the Olympics. However, the club has rejected the request. Clubs are not obliged to release their players for the Olympics as it's not a competition under FIFA. Wow. Danny Rowell is very likely to become Hansi Flick's assistant coach at the German national team after the Euros, according to Kicker. UEFA have also issued a new statement that added the colours of the rainbow to their logo just hours after they injected the lightning of the Allianz Arena in the same colours for the Germany vs Hungary match this Wednesday night. In Italian Serie A and the Italian team, to what's happening? Yes, in Italian Serie A and the Italian team. Iran legend Alidei congratulated Cristiano Ronaldo on equaling his all-time record of 109 international goals. "I am honored that this remarkable achievement will belong to Cristiano Ronaldo," he said. According to Sky Sports Italia, Juventus have not yet received offers for Cristiano Ronaldo, who may need to lower his wages to join another club. Napoli forward Lorenzo Insigne says his former teammate Jorginho should be shortlisted for the Ballon d'Or. Meanwhile, Italy have already earned €60 million in UEFA prizes from Euro 2020, and each player has also agreed bonuses depending on how far they go in the tournament. Former France coach Raymond Dominic believes Italy are one of the clear candidates to win Euro 2020, and Manuel Locatelli is the real surprise. Yes, Locatelli has been playing fantastically well for the Italian national team at this Euro, and he has been a wonderful squad and team player, and has also shown big promise in this tournament so far. Giorgio Chiellini again trained separately from the rest of the Italy squad yesterday, while Alessandro Florenzi remained in the gym, as both are unlikely to face Austria at the next fixture in round of 16. Meanwhile, Inter Milan are considering three options to replace Hakimi: David Zappacosta from Chelsea, Denzel Dumfries, PSV, and Hector Bellerin, Arsenal. In the French Ligue 1 and the France League, very quickly to what's happening in the French Ligue 1 and the France team. Karim Benzema has admitted he was starting to feel the pressure of goal drought before his double for France against Portugal in a 2-2 Euro 2020 group stage draw on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, France medical staff fear that Lucas Digne's Euros might be over with a hamstring problem. Tests will be carried out today. Paris Saint-Germain have signed Inter Milan right fullback Akram Hakimi for €70 million. Official announcement expected soon. Meanwhile, Gianluigi Donnarumma will sign his Paris Saint-Germain contract on Friday. Today, he will commit to the French club until 2026. Yes, that's all we can take from the top five leagues in the world. Yes, and from the top teams at the Euros 2020. Yes, from quickly to what's happening in Africa. Yes, from Africa and on the home scene. Liverpool Sadio Mane donates £500,000 £500,000 to build hospital in Senegal. While Raw using home-based Super Eagles to prosecute Mexico match. SCTFA board, 2 years after, we promised we are delivering, says Adam Mukhtar. Ibrahim Abdul's appointment as weightlifting chairman signifies a new dawn, it was said. Meanwhile, Gallo reveals Ishan Morio to join Manchester United. Tokyo Olympics, Mike Brown assembles 49 Tigers in California camp. Meanwhile, Super Eagle forward Emmanuel Dennis joins Watford in the EPL. Yes, this is a big one for Emmanuel Dennis, that has been actually, you know, being in and off of the national team. Yes, and he has also been out of the team where he was playing initially. This is a big, big, big one for him and a big promise for Watford in the EPL. Yeah, Jamaican sprint legend Usain Bolt and partner Cassie Bennett welcome twins. Name them Saints and Thunder. Yes, this is a big one. Yes, as a star, as a celebrity, yes, as anything, you have the right to actually name your children, you know, any name you feel like or something you feel you wish sure you can name them. But actually, Saints and Thunder, wow, that's different. That's a big one entirely. All right, let's play CAF to introduce Africa Super League. Wow. Remember the Super League that wanted to have food or that came up, but that was sent back in. They don't work in Europe. But can it work in Africa? We are yet to know. 2021-2022 CAF Interclub Leagues begin on September 10. It has been proposed. Meanwhile, Japanese ambassador presents 80 badminton rackets to the Nigerian Federation. Tokyo 2020 Olympics targets. Sports minister is a joker. According to reports, 27 years after federal government refused house promise to Super Eagles, 94 AFCON winners. Wow. This is Nigeria. Anything can happen. Oh, it's Mr. President. Yes, it's Mr. President. Trying to psych up the citizens. Trying to fulfill one promise after not fulfilling so many promises. Zuma's 8th team investigational tournament zooms into semi-final. Olympic qualifier Nigeria through to beat volleyball quarterfinals in Morocco. Meanwhile, AHFN insists Division 1 League will hold in July. Rebel Stars attack insurance holds NNL to ransom. Group B 2 matches suspended. Yes, another topical team. And Africa and on the home scene in Nigeria. Yes, a very big thank you to you. Yes, you. Amazing listener for listening to this amazing sports podcast from the beginning. Yes, right from the beginning until the end. And also for sharing and reposting on all our social media platforms. And for keeping yourself also informed about the happenings. Yes, in the world of sports, especially football. You are the real MVP. We are proud of you. I can't wait to hear from you. Try Gmail, m6@gmail.com. That's m-s-t-i-c-x@gmail.com. And on our social media platforms, on Instagram, @WoliG. Yes, that's @WOLIING. And on Twitter, @BimDipola. That's @GBEMIDEPOOLA. And on our Facebook page, @Ataku with WoliG. Podcast, your thoughts, reviews, and any burning questions you'd like to ask or want us to treat on the Ataku segment with WoliG is highly welcome. And remember, this. Yes, this is the Euro edition of the Ataku with WoliG podcast. Remember, together we score goals for fun.